She has no absolute power.
Mm-hmm.
The country is governed by Parliament and the Prime Minister, although from time to time he has to go and ask the Queen's permission to do things. He has to report to her once a week to keep her up to date with what's happening. Her signature is required to go to war, but not for things like, not political things, and even some major trade treaties. The Queen's agreement isn't required, so she has very little power. However, she's very useful to the government, because a lot of countries, particularly the United States, who've never had a queen or a royal family, are absolutely fascinated by the royals. So the Americans are very keen on the royal family. So the queen often is seen as a diplomat for difficult political decisions. She will invite the president over, or she will go over there. And also for major trade agreements. She travels a lot. For mainly trade and diplomatic reasons, because she is popular outside of the UK.
Mm.
So she is useful. She has enormous personal wealth as well as royal wealth. The two are different. And she spends a lot on charities and patronage of various societies. So she has her uses. She does a lot of good on charities and patronage of various societies. So she has her uses. She does a lot of good. And she does put a brake on government to some extent. But she doesn't really have a lot of power.
Mm.
The Prime Minister has more power.